Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
248-539-9797. We're asking Michigan fans, what is your level of concern? You got the game coming up against Iowa. I think the last I looked, you're double-digit favorite. But as Jim Harbaugh said, to paraphrase, Iowa is the place where top five teams go to die. Iowa is 6-1 or 5-1 in their last six home games against top five opponents, including beating Penn State last year 23-20. So, where are you at, Wolverine fans? Because right now, you got the best football team of the three teams locally. Lions struggling. Spartans struggling. You're carrying both teams. But this is the first road test for JJ. He had his first real start last week, and now this is going to be his first start on the road. It's going to be a little different. When they were preparing for you, Iowa comes in with a top six defense in the nation. That's their calling card. They can't score points, but man, can they lock you down and make you play ugly? Can JJ stay patient? Because that's the biggest thing for me. It's better for JJ to just throw it out of bounds, punt the ball, play ugly, rock fight, than try to force the ball in there. That's what Iowa wants to do. Man, that secondary is like a spider's web. They bait you into throwing that deep pass, and that's when they get you. 248-539-9797. A couple ticket texts, and then we go straight to the phone lines.
Michigan fan here, not worried at all. The Iowa offense might not cross the 50 in this game. Says Rico, Michigan is going to have a dogfight with Iowa. Our offense isn't as good as we thought, and neither is our defense. Iowa will look to capitalize off of turnovers. JJ trying to do too much on his own.
I mean, it really does. The magic number is two. Either you score two touchdowns or more, but if you get over two turnovers, David, it could be a long afternoon for Wolverine fans because now you're playing in the Iowa's hands.
Dwayne from Carlton. I was at the Iowa game in 2016. Definitely skeptical about this game. Two running into the kicker penalties in a row cost us the game. Still gives me anxiety thinking about it. I am worried about this game. There's no level of concern. Michigan will win. Aaron in Lake Orion. Another one says, my concern level is at a 5. I'm worried Iowa's defense may expose underlying issues with Michigan's offense, specifically JJ's maturity and readiness for his true test on the road. That is from Drew.
You know what? I do have a question. Is Andrew Anthony still on the team?
I have no idea. I heard his name on Saturday, but I hadn't heard him all year, seems like.
I'm like, yeah, he had that. All I remember, he's had the 90-yard touchdown against MSU, had that great game. I was expecting a whole lot more out of him, and nothing.
Yeah, he was supposed to be, him and Donovan Edwards were supposed to be the next guys. That's what Harbaugh said.
I still like Donovan.
I do too.
Hey, you know what? If they had trades in college football, I would offer up whatever to get Donovan up the road. I like him. I think he's going to be a player.
Give me that 5-star D tackle, and then we'll give you Donovan Edwards that you got coming in there.
No, please. we come on. Seriously.
I'm proposing trades.
Now you're just robbing cardboard boxes from homeless people. My God, David.
I'm so sorry. Like, I'm right. You're right.
They need all the help they can get on the line. Yeah, and give me your shoes, too. Shoes, too. Put them in the bag.
This Iowa defense hasn't played one good offense yet. Purdue went in there and hammered them last year. This will be much easier for Michigan than people think.
Purdue may have, but it's – It's something when they play those top five teams, because Penn State thought they had it. Penn State walked away with an L. All right, Brian, you're going to lead us off today. What's going on?
Come on, man. The game I'm worried about is Penn State. Don't tell me I'm going to have to worry about a team that can't get to 20 with two turnovers. They're going to run. Man, listen, they're going to run those. They're going to beat Iowa. This is not going to be a close game. Don't tell me. Don't pump up Iowa defense. You got me last year with the Georgia defense because I didn't pay attention to Georgia. Iowa is not Georgia. They are not stopping Michigan from getting the 30 points. Iowa not going to get the 30 points in the next two games.
No.
So, David, sometimes, brother, you make me mad. You worry about everything. Everybody can improve, but people in Michigan, when I hear you talk, brother. You don't think J.J.
Everyone can improve.
Week?
J.J. could improve.
Everyone can improve.
He could improve. I would love to see the improvement.
Just like you talk about those almost turnovers, guess what? It's three or four times he might hit them guys on the long passes and know the touchdown. I know football. Once the defense coming off the field because your offense going out in three, once they keep doing it over and over, guess what the defense do? Give up. This is going to be a give-up game. It's going to be over with in the third quarter. I wanted to ask you something, Rico.
Go ahead.
I was listening to you and Mike. You and Mike was talking yesterday. And y'all, I heard Mike say, that's why I wish he was here. I heard him say, well, he expects Michigan State to be bad next year, then the year after that. Man, the portal changed all that. You can't be on your porch smoking cigars, not Mel Tucker coming. He ain't coming to 2024.
Well, here's the thing about
you go on the portal.
Here's the thing about the portal. As I like to tell people, the best example I can give of what the transfer portal is if you go to a thrift store. Now, at that thrift store, Brian, you could find that thing that somebody didn't realize was valuable and threw it away, and you bought it for a dollar. But most of the stuff at the thrift store is just other people's junk that they got out of their house.
Rico, that's a great point. That's a great point. Because I was thinking as much as Mel go to the portal, I was thinking he must find a whole lot of good stuff. Now, that's what I was thinking because if Mel Tucker, man, listen, I'm glad that brother got the money. But, man, Rico, it looked like it ain't just the offense. It looked like the offense and the defense
is
playing bad.
Brian, it's both. And the reason why he had to hit the portal so hard was D'Antonio left him with players that when they transferred out, they all went to Group of Five or Division Two, which means they probably never should have been at MSU in the first place.
When y'all said, I hate Michigan State, you know that. When you told me it's like 55 guys left, that's when I realized, it must have been some trash up there. I'm not calling them.
Brian, I ain't mad at you. but you're not concerned. Okay, Brian thinks it's going to be a walk away.
Listen, I think, Rico, you know football. Once defense have to keep coming off the field because you're going out in three, Rico, they go give up, man. That's what's going to happen. And he's going to hit a couple of – he could have hit enough. The guy y'all just said, where he's at, J.J. overthrew him twice last week. Both of those probably would have been touchdowns. Right. He's going to hit on a couple of those, and Iowa will go be done. Man, Iowa is horrible. Take care, fellas.
I appreciate it. I simply say this, and this is why I ask Kenny, because I didn't want to make it seem like I was picking on Michigan. My thing is – this is your own coach, Jim Harbaugh. To paraphrase, hey, this is a place where top five teams go to die. Five of the last six times I was played a top five team at home, they had no business winning, but they won. And the one time they lost, Penn State scored on the very last play of the game. So they're going to play you tough. Now, their offense is putrid. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to sell Iowa. I am simply saying, for me, the only way Iowa beats Michigan, Michigan has to turn that ball over two or more times, give Iowa a short field, and Iowa is going to be a death by a thousand knife cuts, kicking field goals. They're not going to score touchdowns, but they may end up kicking four or five field goals, and that may be enough at the time. 248-539-9797. Crandall, what's going on, man?
Hi. I love your show to start off with. I don't hate any team. I'm a Michigan fan, but I don't hate any team. Anybody that's got enough guts to go out there and fight, they got my respect. But I didn't feel comfortable last week with Michigan, the quarterback, J.J., the whole game, I didn't feel comfortable. I'm talking about secure that I know he's going to complete passes when he needed to. Mm-hmm. I felt the whole game, I was on edge, and I've got a feeling that he's a turnover machine.
Really?
He lets that ball go too much. Yeah. Even on the time he got sacked last week, he actually fumbled the ball and he got it back going down. And it wasn't even a hard sack. I mean, it was, you know, they are hard, but I'm talking about it was just like a regular
grab you and throw you down. I do think that he's a little careless when he's running with the ball. He doesn't tuck it away, and it makes it very easy for, you know, teams to come in and knock the ball out. Now, you know, football bounces strange ways and he gets it back. But I've often said that even goes back to that Michigan State game where he, you know, was almost a scoop and score going back the other way, and we would have known who Ronald Williams was, except Ronald Williams kicked it out of bounds. So I'm always concerned about that, but I appreciate the phone call. 248-539-9797. Your ticket text, your phone calls next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.